Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
Like with the relationships, it can happen to anybody, man, woman. It doesn't matter if you're transgender. It doesn't matter if you love somebody, another human being. That's all you need to fall target to being in a narcissistic relationship.
Hello and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Jane, he's Phil, and today we are joined by Jason. Jason is here to tell us all about being in a narcissistic relationship and the struggles he has been through and his journey to the person he is today. On today's episode, we will be talking about narcissistic relationships, traits of a narcissist, the weird world of dating, dating disasters, into the ick of it, and a special segment where Jason sets us a challenge. Welcome, Jason.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to be here.
Thank you for coming on. If you want to, we'll start from the beginning and start
where
your story began and what happened and tell everyone a bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, no worries. So my name's Jason. Hello. Like I say, it's really nice to be on here. Really, who am I? To be fair, I'm just like a normal person, really. I always kind of have been, but when I was younger, so I'm 33 now, but when I was younger, I think I was about 25, it's quite a while ago, to be fair, I ended up being in a relationship with somebody, ended up being a narcissist, which at the time I didn't actually know kind of what a narcissist was or anything like that. It was just some guy that I fancied the pants off and then ended up in a relationship with, and it ended up getting very, very toxic and it was very damaging. And I wasn't really prepared for it at the time because I was just quite, I suppose you can say, like, naive, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess I just, I wanted to kind of share, because obviously I'm out of that relationship now, I have been for a while, but it was one hell of an experience and it was extremely damaging for me, but I've also grown a lot from it as a person too. And I know that narcissistic abusive relationships, they happen everywhere. To all types of people, you know. I'm gay myself, so it was with another man as well. So just to kind of point out that, you know, relationships with narcissists, they happen to anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
And they can happen to anyone and everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. It can happen to you. So, yeah, that's me, I guess.
because films often depict the narcissist being a man. And
yes.
The codependent person or the person that's in the narcissistic relationship as a female. And that seems to be what everybody hears these days. It's like, a woman. And basically they hear that the woman's in a narcissistic relationship. Nobody really opens their eyes to the fact that it happens to everybody.
Everybody. It does. And I think even down to, because with it happening to everybody, if I go on too much, just shut me up, I'm sorry. But it's even like with the relationships, it can happen to anybody, man, woman. It doesn't matter if you're transgender. It doesn't matter if you love somebody, another human being. That's all you need to fall target to being in a narcissistic relationship with somebody. You just have to have the ability to love somebody, and that can be man, woman, whatever. But even down to friends as well, you can just be a friend with a man and another man, and you can be in a narcissistic abusive relationship. A woman with a co-worker, that can end up being a narcissistic abusive relationship. It's more about the person. It's just to share a bit of awareness, really.
And Jason, how would you yourself describe what a narcissist is? Because everyone's kind of got different kind of ideas of what it could be. But in your opinion, you know, what you've been through, what would you say a narcissist is?
So to me personally, so I believe now, in the past when I was quite unaware of it, I thought a narcissist was just someone that really likes themselves a lot. Someone that's really vain, thinks they're really all that, you know. People that are like stuck up their own bum, basically,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Through getting in a relationship with a narcissist, it's much more than that. They're very, in my opinion, they're very toxic, dangerous people. They're very, very clever. They're very extremely manipulative.
Yeah.
And they see everybody as lesser than them, and they will use people to get what they want. They enjoy power trips, so putting people down, they'll get intense pleasure out of that, of winning, and they don't have any empathy for the people that they're supposed to love. The empathy is just not there. There's no unconditional love with a narcissist. And if you end up in a relationship with one as well, and they lie so much that they'll tell you that they love you and they'll tell you that you're special. They'll tell that you're the best person in the world and their relationship with you is so important to them and they value you. But it's not true. It's all about them, and it really is all about them, and it's how you make them feel. And usually your job is to make them feel superior, to make you feel like you're nothing, they're the best, they'll always win. They're very damaging people in my eyes.
Yeah, very damaging. Yeah, absolutely. And did you, at what part of your relationship did you realise, I think I'm dating a narcissist? Like, was there a point where you're like, you kind of changed? Because as you said, you were quite naive at the age mm-hmm. when you were dating. So what moment was it where you realised something wasn't right?
It was probably, I would say, believe it or not, it's probably only about halfway through the relationship that I was with him. So the relationship I was with as well, just to point the time frame, it wasn't a massively longer, but it was about 3.5 years, but 4 years in total when you look at the kind of outside of being in a relationship. It was about 4 years. And I'd say actually it's probably about halfway through that I realised I was in an abusive relationship. But the way I figured that out was because I thought that I was the one that was in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So I thought there was something wrong with me in the relationship because I'd been kind of taught that I was very jealous, insecure, was manipulative myself, that I was selfish, I was a mummy's boy, all lots of things. And the relationship was chaotic and he convinced me that it was my fault. So I actually went online to figure out what was wrong with me because I tried to fix myself because I was causing so much drama in this relationship and everything was going wrong. So I went online to figure out what was wrong with me. Like, what's wrong with me? Why am I so stupid and idiotic? And why do I do this? Why is my relationship going wrong? Why? And that's actually when I found out through the internet, it wasn't me. It's actually I was with a narcissist. And that took me a really long time to believe that. At first, I was very hesitant to believe that it was actual narcissistic abuse and it wasn't me. So I'd say about halfway through relationship.
Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it. Into the ick of it.
This segment is called Into the Ick of It, which basically means that when you get that feeling and you have to run away for something really inexplicable.
Jason, we're now going to Into the Ick of It. So the ick when dating... Yeah. So basically the ick is when you come across an irrational thing that makes no sense to anyone else and puts you off that person. So once you've seen them attractive and then something happens where you get the ick you suddenly become unattracted to them. So have you ever had the ick? And if so, what's happened and what is this ick you have?
Probably taking pictures of yourself or just pictures all the time really irritates me. Mm-hmm. It's like you can be the best person in the world. If you're constantly there with your camera taking a picture of everything, but it just really gets on my nerves. I can't stand it. That would put me off.
No, I get that. I get that. It's being in the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's like we're on a... Let's have a date. Like, no, let me take a picture of everything instead. Like, no. Yeah, that's my ick.
I actually get so excited if I go out for dinner and I watch, I love people watching and I love watching people that are on dates and it's always someone taking pictures of their food and
yes.
So someone's trying to dig in and they're like, no, I need to take a picture first. And I literally get so much enjoyment of totally. Just watching that situation.
It all unfolding.
Yeah, totally. I love it.
No, I get that ick. I do get the ick. The best cameras are your eyes.
They are. Yes. Use them. Not saying don't take pictures. If anyone comes along in the future, you can take pictures around me. I'm not saying that. Just not all the time. Take a
photo. There's a set time limit.
Yeah. But date 5, you can take your first picture. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Back. To the chat.
Where am I? Who are you people?
Now it's time just to go back to the chat. So we've finished that little segment and here we go. So sit back, relax and enjoy the chat. So I'm guessing there was a lot of gaslighting going on with what you say.
A lot of gaslighting, very confusing.
So how did you go about getting out of the relationship? Because I can imagine it's very difficult to get out of one of those relationships, those situations.
It's really hard. Yeah, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. It was a lot of pull and push from myself. So it was kind of like, I love him and we have an amazing relationship. He loves me, you know. Just to clarify as well, I was with a narcissist, but I did love this person or else I would have got out easy.
Yeah.
If I didn't love this person or there was nothing good about this relationship, I'd have been out in 2 minutes because there's nothing to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
But the lying and manipulation and things like that, there were good moments and there was a lot of love bombing in the beginning. So I believed that this was a strong, special relationship and I wanted to fight for that. I've waffled now. What was the original question?
How did you manage to get out of the relationship?
Yeah.
Did it take a long time? And
so,
what steps did you take?
So it ended up being kind of what I said before, where I went online to figure out what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And my life was in complete chaos because of his relationship. My life got turned inside out and I believed I was the cause of it. And I was just so desperate to fix it or figure out what the hell was wrong with me and why my life had gone so bad. And again, it was when I kind of went online, I started reading articles. I started reading about specialists in narcissistic abuse and looking at the signs, the symptoms, what happens to people. And I was like, that's me. That's me. That's me. And I tried to leave my partner many, many times before, but you just get manipulated back in. It's really hard to explain, but they will do anything to get you back, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd left many times previously, but I always went back every single time. And I suppose how I got out of it was a long, long process of educating myself on what a narcissist was and going through that kind of, this is narcissistic abuse, to no, it's not, it's me. No, it's narcissistic abuse. No, it's not, it's me. And it was this long process of finally kind of getting the courage to go, it's not me. I'm in a really toxic, damaging relationship and nothing I ever do can change that unless I leave. And that took me again about 2 years to find the courage to do it. When I did leave, it felt very difficult. It wasn't easy. I didn't feel any sense of victory or you know, I've just left. It was heartbreaking, it was devastating, and it was very confusing. And even after the relationship, I had to really stay strong to cut contact, to never go back, to never speak. The narcissist did get back in touch with me after I broke up, and I had to just ignore everything and just move on. But a lot of it was, I got a lot of help from the internet, believe it or not, from people doing articles, people doing podcasts like this, to be fair. Things like this helped me a lot, going onto YouTube, reading people's experiences, connecting with other people that have been with a narcissist. Things like that got me out.
Jason,
and also my family.
I was going to say that, actually. Did you speak to any of your friends and family about your relationship? Did they help in any way?
They did. God bless my family and my friends. They went through a lot with my relationship with my narcissist. Because as I say, I did, through relationship, it was very toxic. So there was a lot of breaking up. There was a lot of drama within my relationship. This went on for years.
Right.
And I often went to my family and friends for support. Then I would leave. Then I'd go back. So then my family and friends would be like, you've just told me all of this and you've gone back. Over time, unfortunately, there's only so many times when you can keep telling your family and friends that care about you, I'm out. Thank you so much for your support. Oh, I'm back again. They eventually have to look after themselves because they don't like to witness it. They don't want to be part of it. They don't want to see it because they could see how much I was getting hurt. Thankfully for me, my mum, God bless her, she was a social worker anyway, and she was shit hot on narcissistic abuse. She knew everything about that. So she always kind of kept me close and befriended my ex to a degree.
To
keep me in touch. So my mum was a huge help for me in getting out of that relationship, and she never judged me. When I went back, she just stayed completely neutral, I think. So my mum was a huge help as well. She helped me tremendously.
Oh, that's lovely. It's so amazing. Nice. That's because I was going to say, some people in those situations are probably too embarrassed to tell friends and family. So it's so good that you had that support.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I'm lucky, and I don't think everybody does too, because I've read a lot about people that are kind of in these situations, and people do eventually they cut off from them, because with a narcissist, you get put in a situation where you have to choose. They put you in that situation. Mm-hmm. They cause so much drama that any person that isn't a part of that drama or doesn't want to be a part of it, they have no choice but to either you come with us or you go with him, because your mess is infecting my life.
Yeah.
So a lot of people end up kind of lonely and isolated with a narcissist. I was really lucky that just my mom was the one person that could see everything that was happening, and just kind of kept my ex close to keep him, to keep her safe, if that makes sense, to stop me from isolating from my mom.
The special guest segment.
Lights, camera, action.
This is the special guest segment because, hey, who doesn't like to make a guest feel special by giving them their own segment? Just listen and find out. It's great.
Now, we have asked Jason to basically, we've asked him to set me and Jane a little quiz. The thing is, me and Jane love a competition.
Yes.
And I'm 1-0 up currently. She will argue it's on the technicality, but I'm 1-0 up. So this may make it a decider, or it may further my lead even more. So do you want to get into your hosting position and let us know what this quiz is all about?
I will, yeah.
We have our boards.
Basically, it is about LGBTQ+, and I'm going to do a little quiz to see if you actually know what they all are, because we have, obviously, the LGBTQ, but there's obviously more than just three. You know, we've got quite a few now. So just a little quiz just to see if you know. So how do you want me to do this between you both? Are you going to write it down, or do you want me to ask you individually, or?
We'll write it down, and then we'll show you our answer after each question if you want.
Okay, so hold on a moment.
You've got to write down the meaning for it, have we?
Oh, no.
You do. You have to write down the meaning, which give me a minute, because I have my papers and I've lost them.
Phil, I bet you've Googled everything already.
No, I have Googled nothing.
I mean, how many do you want? Because there's quite a few here.
We'll go for five. We'll go for five.
And do you want some more difficult ones?
Yeah. Just throw it out there. Because the thing is, for anyone listening that doesn't know, it's educational. We can find out new things together.
It is educational. Okay, so I'm going to start with the really easiest one. If you don't get this, then wow, I have no words. So we're just going to start with a basic, which is basically gay.
Gay?
Okay.
Yeah, easy one. A gay lesbian, so both.
Okay.
Okay, so
I'm trying to figure out how to work it, but I know what it is. So we'll add some background music or speed it up.
Do, 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 do.
I brought mine down.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, have you got your answers?
Yes, we will read them out.
Okay.
Okay.
I put same genders, attracted or love each other.
And I put feelings for someone of the same gender.
Feelings for someone, which is basically, it's same gender strictly. So man, woman, that's it.
Yep.
For that
so
one.
We got points for that. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you one more easy one, then it might get a bit harder.
Okay.
So the next one is basically, so, bisexual.
Okay.
Oh, I had to explain this.
You might get this wrong.
Ooh.
What?
Well, you'll get it right, but you might be a little bit surprised.
Okay.
Wait there, just writing. Wait there. Are you done yours?
Yeah, done mine. Are you writing an essay, Phil?
Yep. So, I've wrote it the long way out, but we'll show everyone. So, if a man loves or have feelings for another man or a woman, and then woman can love a man or a woman. So basically, you have feelings or attracted to. I don't know. Ooh. Yeah, right. I'll go with that. Okay. But I might be wrong.
So I've got feelings and attractions for different genders.
Ooh, so yours is slightly better than Phil's, I'm afraid.
Because of non-binary.
I think this is where people might get it wrong, because you assume either just kind of man or female, but it's actually describing someone's attracted to two or more genders, which can include both binary and non-binary.
Non-binary.
Which trips people up.
Yes, I've got a point. I heard a Phil.
You did. Okay. So this one's slightly harder, or it might be hard, I'm not sure. So the next one is going to be omnisexual. Omnisexual.
I have no idea. Literally, I'm going to guess this. I've never heard of it in my life.
Have a guess. Omni.
I know what omni means, but...
I don't even know what omni means. I'm going to guess this. See, I'm learning something new Phil in his face again. He's going to do a diagram this time, probably.
Right, I'll let you go first.
So omnisexual, I've never heard of before, but I've got here feelings for just yourself. So you're only attracted to your...
I've got love two genders at the same time.
No, it's not. So omnisexual is somebody who's sexually attracted to all genders, kind of like bisexual, but has a preference for one over the other. So it might be somebody that kind of like is attracted to men, women, binary, non-binary, but specifically women only. Does that make sense? I didn't know that one. I had to read that one too. If it makes you feel better. So next one, which you might probably get. So the next one, which is a bit easier, asexual.
Yep.
Okay. I think I know this one. Right, Phil, hurry up.
I might have this wrong. Right. Yep.
Okay. Uh-huh. So for asexual. Oh, sorry. I've just totally jumped in there.
You can go first.
Okay, yep. So for asexual, I've put, you don't experience any sexual feelings.
Mm-hmm. I've put, no sexual attraction to anyone.
Yes. But it's also romantic as well.
Does not
experience romantic or sexual.
Ooh, do we get a point for that?
You do. You can have a point, of course you can.
So both of us get a point, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, wait there, are you on 3-2, yeah? I think you might win this.
last one.
It might be the last one, because we're not having draws on this game.
Okay, so the last one, again, you may or may not know it, is, so, pansexual.
Yep, okay, pansexual. Okay.
That was quick.
She's a quick writer, that's all it is. Are you done it?
No, Scott, I'm just trying to think of how I'm going to word it.
I'm not showing mine until she's done.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Ready? Right.
Go on then.
So I've just put... feelings for like anyone, so any gender and sex, I feel is pansexual. So there's not a specific gender, it's just feelings for any type of person. Mm-hmm. So like everyone.
I got attracted to every gender.
That's basically it. Yeah, it is. So but pansexual.
Or hers.
Yeah.
Same thing, isn't it?
Attracted to all genders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar, but with different. It's like the preferences where you get tripped up a little bit.
Okay. I feel mine wins this one.
Attracted. I mean, feelings for any gender.
Should we have one more? Just.
Do you want to do one more?
We'll do one more.
Let me see if I can get a really, really hard one.
We need the exact description.
Before Phil has a breakdown.
Ooh, oh, you're going to struggle with this one. So the last one's going to be the hardest one. And if you get it wrong, I'll just vote with who had the best guess.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's all on Jason.
You watch, you'll both know it. So this one, grey sexual.
Nah, couldn't tell you.
This is what I have in front of me.
You could have gone with sapiosexual or whatever.
No, it has to be a hard one.
I didn't know what sapiosexual is. No idea.
Oh, we should have gone for that.
No. Grey.
Maybe
that might make sense, but might not.
No.
Okay. I'm good. Are you good?
Yeah.
Jane,
are you happy?
Write something, because if you don't write anything, you've lost.
Okay. I've just guessed.
Okay.
So I've gone for attracted to older people. Sorry about my terrible handwriting.
Oh, no. Okay, fine.
Yep.
Jane.
And then...
I just put attracted to things, not people, things.
Ooh.
You get people that are attracted to, like...
I would say probably Phil was closer to getting it right, in a sense. So it's actually, it's someone that's generally, I would say, asexual, that doesn't really have any desires. However, unless it's under certain circumstances, they can have absolutely no desire whatsoever, but then under the right circumstances, they can gain romantic attraction, but it fluctuates. So sometimes it's there, sometimes it's totally gone. So I guess in a sense, Phil... I'd give you that one because I guess it's under a condition, but they're hard, aren't they? They are hard.
I'm just waving my borderline.
I did pick the harder ones for you.
Phil, you won by default.
Oh, you say that I always win by default, but the judge's decision is final. So
Jason, that was fun. I really enjoyed that. And now I know about more different types of sexuality. So, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. It's educated me. I love the extra point that I've got, but it has educated me.
You did very well, because there were some of the really harder ones back there as well. So you did really good.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we've learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny.
So the Final Thoughts is a part where we give one thing that we've learned or take away from the podcast. So for me personally, actually just during that game, the different types of sexualities... there was there's obviously way more out there, but it was just interesting to find out the definition, and you know, we're not all categorized. It's just LGBTQ is, there's more than that now. So yeah, I find that really fascinating because there is no pressure now. I feel like now we can be more open and talk about what we are, and we don't have to be ashamed of it. So yeah, that was fascinating to find out, you know, some of the different sexualities out there.
What about you, Jason?
For me, from my point of view, just that, you know, I'm sat doing a podcast with you guys, which is absolutely amazing, and I really loved it. So from my point of view, it's just that it's more personal growth for me, from, and for anyone, just from, like, from no matter where you are, no matter your circumstances, no matter how bad or no self-esteem you have or how bad you get your life can get and what you think about yourself, it doesn't mean anything about your future, you know. And in fact, I'm just here doing a podcast with you guys. It's been absolutely great. It just shows me, you know, that you can do anything, you know, and life can be really fun. And yeah, I'd say that.
I love that. Amazing. Love that. And Phil, what about yourself? Your final thoughts?
Mine would be Jason's story, like the whole lot of it, taking it all away, realizing that it's not one size fits all with narcissistic relationships, and it's not one size fits all how to get out of it. And the amazing information Jason's given about obviously going and searching, researching, finding forums to talk to other people to be able to manage to break free out of that relationship. And because I'm guessing on those forums there's people that have actually got out of those relationships as well. So like I say, it's other people's opinions and help, and it's kind of like a network of people, and absolutely love that. So yeah, that's my final
Jason
thought.
You're honestly amazing. You're so confident, and as I said earlier, like your communication's amazing. I just think you'd be someone that you can look at and think, oh, I'd love him to be my pal. You're just like really friendly. So
you guys too.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's really sweet of you to say.
No problem. That's and amazing. Honestly, your advice is going to be amazing for people listening, and it's been fantastic having you on.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
So if our listeners want to follow you on Twitch, Instagram, or anywhere else you are and know more about your story, where can they find you?
So I do most of my stuff on Twitch, actually. I am on Instagram, but if you're looking for the best place, it's going to be Twitch. I do actually have a VOD on Twitch as well, on narcissistic abuse. It's another one that I did. So if anybody wants to watch that, it's on my VOD on the highlight. My name is Jay Birdie, but I think that'll be written down also, and I'm not sure.
What's a VOD?
Oh, apologies. A VOD is a video on demand. So it's a stream that has been saved and then placed onto YouTube. It can be YouTube, onto Twitch, but it can be watched after.
That's Phil Shoney's age.
You're older than me. You're older than me.
I know what a VOD was.
You knew what a VOD was. Okay. Yeah. It's me with technology. So, where can they find you? What's your username on Twitch?
So, it's Jay Birdie. So, if you type in Jay Birdie, but the I on Birdie is a one. I'm also starting my own YouTube channel as well, which is going to be talking about like things about just feeling good about yourself. You know, it's very new. It's being built, but, you know, I'm building it now. So, there's also, it's called Is It Just Me? That's it. Is It Just
That's
Me?
That's amazing. Yeah. We'll put all the information in the show notes anyway, so everyone can see it, click it, and go visit Jason. And thank you very much for being a guest on today. You have been absolutely amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
It's been great.
We'll just say one last goodbye to everybody. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.